Australia's largest supermarket chain, Woolies, has released its half-year results, and they've come in weaker than what the market was expecting. Hence, its share price has taken quite a hit. Net profit down 1% to $979 million. Market was hoping for a figure over $1 billion. Group sales was largely in line with expectations. However, looking at the drivers, what seemed to help most was at least some modest growth in its Aussie supermarkets division. That did enough to offset losses across all other business units. In particular, Endeavour Drinks, which is behind Dan Murphy's and BWS. Now, sales across its Aussie food unit, supermarkets, rose by 2.3% to about $19.8 billion. Sales are still certainly ahead of Coles overall, about 20% ahead. In fact, sales momentum has shown some signs of improving in the second quarter, but margins, however, have disappointed and certainly didn't really please analysts too much. Endeavour Drinks, though, was by far the main weight on the division, and it's all profit slumping by 6.5%. Now, Woolies said this was partly due to Dan Murphy's, which missed expectations in a low-growth environment. The cooler and wetter weather around key events has not been helpful, but also the timing of New Year's Eve has been a bit of a wait as well, because this particular result is for the 6 months to the 30th of December. So it doesn't take into account, of course, the New Year's Eve celebrations. Big W did see a bit of a lift in sales, but only up by less than 3%, and that still is not translating to any sort of profitability. So it's still lost around $8 million over the half. Now, it will be paying a dividend to investors of 45 cents per share on the 5th of April, but it also said it intends to return $1.7 billion in capital back to investors following the completion of its sale of its petrol business to a group in the UK called EG Group. Now, the outlook overall was interpreted as being quite downbeat in its tone. Woolies said it expects conditions to remain challenging, for consumer demand to be subdued, anticipates higher cost, and while there's plenty of competition already existing locally, there are newcomers also making their way to Australia, and that includes German hypermarket chain Kaufland, which has around 1,200 stores across Europe. Certainly a threat. Its share price took a hit on these results.